It's September. What's happening in the natural world? Here are Boulder naturalist Steve Jones and Scott Sievers.
We're hearing a snowy tree cricket. This is a nice patch of goldenrod that it's singing from, probably at the underside of the leaf.
Many of us who are interested in cricket thermometers, if these are snowy tree crickets here, which is likely in Boulder County, we're supposed to count for 20 seconds and add 40 and you get the temperature in Fahrenheit. You ready?
Yep.
Go.
Thirty.
And then we add 40, so that'd be 70 degrees Fahrenheit.
Yeah, it feels right about that. We're walking along the Bobolink Trail just east of the East Boulder Rec Center. The sun's just coming down. You can just see a little bit of the rays of the sun still peeking through the clouds. That constant trill is a Carolina ground cricket. And then the ones that sound like tinkling bells are Allard's ground cricket. Of the tree crickets, probably snowy tree cricket is the most common in our area. They're mostly green with a very whitish color, and that's where they get this name, snowy.
So these are green.
Yeah.
They look almost like lacewings or little tiny katydid.
And they're beneficial insects. They eat a lot of aphids, and they generally are not injurious to plants. Tree crickets love trees and bushes. The males tend to find a favorite perch and sing from that. They start about 10 minutes before sunset.
When the male realizes a female, he's got her attention. He softens his call so she can locate him more easily. Now, he's got to transfer his sperm package into her abdomen, and she's not really up for that. So what he does is he rubs this gland. He has this gland on his thorax, and it releases a really sweet, delicious liquid, and she starts lapping that up. And she doesn't even notice that she's mating with this guy when he transfers his sperm packet.
And he has to keep her attention after they've finished mating, because if the sperm hasn't had enough time to transfer from the spermatophore, she'll start eating that too.
That's very nutritious, the
yes.
Sperm. Anyway, whoever dreamed this up, they were quite a creative character.
And they'll even use the leaves to enhance their sound so that the females surrounding them can find them.
They'll even chew off some of the leaves, break them off to create sort of an opening so the sound goes to the female.
They'll sing all the way to frost.
This is really beautiful and soothing. And we're listening to South Boulder Creek trickling by and this cricket.
It's about 15 minutes after sunset. You can hear them almost in every tree. It's the sound that people think, that's the sound of walks at dusk.
Sort of the sound at the end of summer.
It really is.
Summer turning toward fall.
Steve Jones and Scott Sievers are friends and Boulder naturalists.